Welcome back to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, I'm your host for these daily challenges. It's Wednesday, and so we've been looking at a topic already this week. We've been looking at how salt can bring peace to chaos. Monday, I talked about how that happens on the roadways in the winter. Then Tuesday, we saw how Jesus taught his followers, asking them to be the salt of the earth, and how he was asking them to bring some peace to a chaotic world. He followed up with these words. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. Well, we're going to look today at what that means. How can salt lose its saltiness? It seems impossible. And if you know a little bit about chemistry, you'll probably think, yeah, unless it's sodium chloride, it's not salt. But in fact, what Jesus was saying made a lot of sense in his culture. In first century Israel, people collected salt from the Dead Sea. As people collected it, it was far from pure. It would have all sorts of other chemical compositions within it. And so as people used their salt, it would slowly lose its saltiness. After the useful part of salt, used for tasting or preserving food, was all spent, people would be left with a useless residue, and they would simply throw it away. Which is why Jesus says when salt has lost its saltiness, it's just a useless residue, throw it on the ground, you may as well trample on it, because it's of no use to anyone. When Jesus says salt can lose its taste, there's probably a bit of a pun there. And if we were to use the word tasteless, you'd understand it. That when a human being is tasteless, there's somebody who's still technically a human, but has forgotten how to operate as one in society, in a community. When that happens, we could say somebody is tasteless. In the same way, when a Christian forgets what it means to actually be a Christian, they too can become tasteless. Well, tomorrow we're going to look a little bit more about the scope of Jesus' teaching on being salt in the earth. But first of all, I have a question for you to consider in a group or on your own. How can a follower of Jesus lose their saltiness? Can they appear to be a follower of Jesus but really be tasteless? How does that work? Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.